Welcome to the Social Expression Podcast, where you can discover how to level up your confidence, charisma, communication abilities, and all of your people skills to help you create that it factor, that magnetic presence that people are drawn to and can feel when they're around someone who has it. And whether it's in real life or online, in virtual meetings or calls, on social media, or anywhere that you interact with people, the end goal is to help you develop a powerful presence and skill sets that naturally bring quality connections and relationships with others, helping you expand your network and positive influence. Also, you can have more fulfillment and success at work, in social situations, in love, and in all of life. The Social Expression Podcast is presented by Coach David Hamilton. That's me. And this podcast is designed to help two types of people. Number one, ambitious, achievement-oriented humans who are skilled at what they do. They have sharp technical or creative skills. They're really solid in their hard skills in their career or business, but they're facing challenges with the softer or people side of things. And that's limiting their potential. And they want to break through and accelerate their success to new levels by developing a powerful, more magnetic presence, becoming confident and skilled communicators, and developing better leadership qualities too. Also, they can maximize their potential and success in work and life. And number two, people who want more out of life, but they're feeling limited by high introversion, struggling with shyness, social anxiety, having challenges with their confidence, and in connecting and communicating with others, which holds them back from the opportunities and success in life that they want. And so, no matter which category you fall into, as long as you truly want to improve yourself and your people skills, up-level your confidence and charisma, and develop a presence that positively influences and impacts people wherever you go, so you can create the relationships, the success, and the fulfillment that matters to you in life, then you're in the right place. All this information is 100% free, so if you like what you hear, please subscribe to and review the Social Expression Podcast. And now, let's get into today's episode. How to be social. The things I've learned from once being a socially awkward and shy guy to being social, having people call me a natural at connecting and being social. I love it because they have no idea the amount of work I have put in to becoming this. And sometimes, some days, I have to pick myself up and it feels like I start all over again. But actually, it feels like it, but I never do, because all I have to do is start talking and my body has been trained to just speak, to be clear, to be emotive, to connect, all that kind of stuff. It's very interesting. I have that experience a lot when I'm tired or when I am in a bad mood. I can just start speaking and it doesn't matter how I feel so much. I can still be social. I can share and be vulnerable and connect with people no matter what my state is, because I have put the work in and practiced and trained my body literally to be social in a certain sense. So enough about me. That's just to give you me a little street cred here from being a once social anxiety sufferer into somebody who's now very, very social. So the first thing I want to talk about is talk to people everywhere. Seems obvious, but you'd be surprised at the amount of people that don't struggle with things like social anxiety that don't do this. So I don't consider them social, like very social, okay? We're talking about another level here of being social, engaging with people, looking them in the eye, asking them how they're doing, making a side comment here, making a side comment there, making a side comment everywhere. I call it dropping hooks, okay? You drop hooks everywhere. Just little social hooks, just to be social for the sake of nothing else other than connecting with people and being social. The second thing is your curiosity, asking questions, being inquisitive, directing that attention outside, not inside, not how am I doing, what are they thinking about me, what's going on with them, being curious about your environment, okay? Second thing, being curious. Third thing, sharing, being vulnerable, talking about how your day is going, talking about it without them asking. Being the person that you look over and go, that's an annoying person. They're just talking about themselves. You see, I used to be the person that would judge those people that are social and go, oh, look at them. Who cares about what they think or feel? Why are they just talking? Why are they sharing? That's weird. That's weird. That's weird. That was my mind, really, not me. Me. Now I'm the guy who does that, and I love it. I'm much happier now that I'm the guy that does that or that can do that. I don't always do it. If I get tired and bad mood, sometimes I don't. But one quick fix is if I'm in a bad mood or tired and I do it, I feel better. I get to connect with that person. Or if I don't connect with them or they don't connect with me, that's them, not me, because I'm just being social and connecting with people in a society that sometimes I think goes towards being more disconnected with our phones and fear and, you know, mass media saying, be careful, you know, you might get shot. When you look at the statistics, it's pretty low, okay, for the amount of social interactions we have. So that's the third thing. And those are the only three I'm going to leave you with, because honestly, you can do so much in being social by A, starting the conversation, dropping a hook, B, asking a question, being curious, and C, sharing about yourself. That right there gives you a ton of stuff to work with, believe it or not. And the fourth bonus point I will say is that you need to make eye contact and look people in the eye and be there with them, okay? So that's how to be more social in three quick steps with a fourth little bonus point. And if you'd like more information on dealing with anxiety, social anxiety, fear, self-doubt, and building the skill set to be social, to express yourself, your self-confidence naturally, go check out my blog below, socialexpression.net. Take care. Hey, Coach David here. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. For over a decade now, I've helped hundreds of thousands of people to improve their lives, whether it's via my coaching, courses, or my social media content. And so, if you want to learn more about how to break through, how to up-level your confidence, charisma, communication skills, and create that positive influence and impact with a powerful and magnetic presence, also you can create success in work, love, socially, in all relationships and in life, then I want you to go on over to yoursocialclass.com. Again, that's yoursocialclass.com. And what I've done over there is put together an in-depth training resource for you right there on that page. It's going to walk you through the exact strategies that I had to learn and use in my own life to this day, and that I use with my own clients to help them create the change they seek with confidence, charisma, developing that magnetic presence, all the people skills to help them create the success they want in life. So go right now on over to yoursocialclass.com. Again, that's yoursocialclass.com. See you there.